If it says before I nachtam or not before I nachtam, so it is possible. Now, according to Rabbi, so actually you should only be required to say before I nachtam, because we are not cheshish for Shabbat Nishmo. So why did the Chachamim misake that he has to say before I nachtam also? So that is because. That is because of Zeira Dilmosov Akluf and Mishtore Dalma. In other words, if the Shliach would only have to say before I Nachtam and not say before I Nachtam, people will observe it and will see that one Shliach and Itechot is never to be Mikayim, the Get, they will create other stories with Get. And that would be Shalom to be. So, in order to establish a Hekia, that get is different, so Mimele, the Chachomim require the Shliach to say also before the Nechtam. So then people will be reminded that get is different. Voraye, in other stories there is no such thing as verifying the Ksive of the text of the Shtar. Only the Ksive, and here there is a requirement that the Shliach has to verify the Ksive also, so the Mele, so they will know that get is unique. Alright. Before I nachtav kule, before I nachtav chetzi, before I nachtav chetzi, before I nachtav kule, post. Echo de ima before I nachtav. The echo de ima before I nachtav is post. Shnai memrim before I nachtav. The echo de ima before I nachtav post. We review the machsh. Rabbi the Machshir, echo de ima before I nechtam, and shnai ima before I nechtam, is kosh. Now let's see the Rashi. Hameiri before I nechtam chetzi, echo de meiri, echo de ima before I nechtam, ve echo de ima before I nechtam, post. So he, kisha get yeitzi, mitachas yidiya achei, because there are two rishenes in the Gemara, dafte zayin. And this, Bovet of the Mishnah of Echod Eimel von Ein Echtam the Echod Eimel von Ein Echtam, so it's possible. So the first portion in the Gemara is that the Mishnah is reference to a case of Ein Aget Yetzim Mitachas Yedei Shneim, of Ein Aget Yetzim Mitachas Yedei Shneim, so then it is possible. But if the Get is Yetzim Mitachas Yedei Shneim, so then the Gemara says in the first lashon, so there is no requirement of before I nechtam, before I nechtam altogether. The second lashon says that when the Mishnah is referencing into the case of haget yeitzim mitachas yedei shneiim. So the second lashon, the Mishnah is saying that asur betray, he has to say before I nechtam. So the Mela, since he has to say before I nechtam, and one says before I nechtam, and the other one says before I nechtam, so it's also possible. This is the reason as to why Rashi says as follows: I kishaget yeitzim mitachas yedei echot shehu mivyei vei chavir shliach bavosei. So in other words, so who is a shliach? Only the one who say who is made on the chsime. And the one who is made on the ksive is not a shliach. So the Mele, since he's not a shliach, he has no nemones. The Chachomim, and the Dechod has no nemones. But here there is a special kule, that and the Dechod is nemon. But even the special kule is only that the Dechod is shliach is nemon. But the Dechod who is not a shliach, so there is no special kule. So the Mele, the Shelvein Chavir Shliach Bavotim Shemoch Apostle, the Mishliach HaTzrichu Rabon Lebeinot Havai Uman Dimeitel Einam Bidmore Bisheshneim Shluchim. And according to the second loss of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the get is Yeitzei Mitachas Yedei Shneiim Mitachas Shneiim. So Afloch Epost Kivn Dichadu Diikach Sime. So in other words, who is the Shliach? The one, the aid that is made on the Chsime, and the aid that is made, the aid that is made on the chsime and the aid that is made on the chsime. But still it is possible, according to the second lashon, afloch epostle, kim di chadu di kachsime vi ulimasi daksine ose lechlufe bikim shtores de alme beidechot ki da amdino meferikan. So in other words, that even kol yisrael goshen. So that is the shita of most rishayim, except the shita of Arav Reb Meishe Bar Reb Yosef that rishayim mentioned. But the shita of most rishayim is that even according to Rabbi. Now the second lashon of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda accords with Rabbi, because according to Rabbi, so asur betray there is no requirement of von a nechtam altogether. So it's not shayach to say echodim von a nechtam, echodim von a nechtam is possible. It's not required to say it altogether. So how can it be possible when they do say it? But one says von a nechtam, and one says von a nechtam. So the second lashon of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda accords with Rabbi. Now, still, the Gemara says in the second lashon of Rashmuel Rav Yehuda, Salkod Aita Chamine Hoyel Ligoz Rav Yehuda Gzeiro Shemiyal Tavu Kulei Dil Mosul Achluve Bikim Shtore Daum Beidechot Namu Ligoz Akomashlo. So the Pashtus Halosh of the Gemara is that even according to the second lashon, which accords with Rabbi, so Gzeiro Dil Mosul Achluve Bikim Shtore Daum we are gazing, we do say, doesn't the Gemara say, the Gemara, it's mashma, the first period, that according to Rabbi, we are not geizah vir mosel achluv and bekim shtore daume? Right at the beginning of Gittin, dav gimul lom daume, for the end, when the Gemara says, virove bedinu dleis noche, so in other words, Rabbi says, Rabbi, my time will not be Rabbi, if the time is because just of any mitzvah kaimei, so why did the Chachomim require that the Shliach should say before the Nechtam? Let him just say before the Nechtam. The testimony and the Ksive has nothing to do with the Kiyum Eidim. So the Gemara says, V'rove b'dinu d'lis no'oche, el m'kein osel achlu v'kim shtores da'om b'idechot. So the Gemara explicitly says that according to Rove, we are cheshish, d'il mosel achlu v'kim shtores da'om. And that's the reason as to why the Chachomim required the Shliach to say also before the Nechtam, in order that there should be a heker, that get is unique. V'rabe midome. In other words, we shouldn't be cheshish for achlufe b'kim shtores da'ome, because even without the requirement of before the nechtav, there is still a heker. Why? Because hosom yadina noche before nai hosom mishaloi mehem noche yishem emne hosom baldova loi mehem noche baldova mehem. So we have a heker anyway, without the requirement of before the nechtav. V'rove omaloch otu hoche ki amdina yadina milim mehemne v'chidin dechi amdina yadina mehemne osel achlufe b'kim shtores da'ome b'idechot. So in other words, so Rove says that we are cheshish. We are cheshish for the possibility of lachluvim kim shtores da'ome. That's according to Rove, but according to Rabbi, it's much more from Goshen HaGemore, that we are not cheshish, because even without the requirement of testifying and the ksive, there is a heker. Because in all shtores, so what is the form of being mikayim? Fuyodanu. And here the form of being mikayim is through before the nechtam. So maybe there is a heker anyway. So it seems that there is a gemara mefureshes that Rabbi is not cheshish for a chluf and mishtores da'ome. However, from the pashtus haloshen of the gemara daf tezayin amud beis, komashmelon that we are geizeya dil mosel achluf and bekim shtores da'ome. So the shita of Rav Reb Meishe Bar Reb Yosef that all the rishonim mentioned. So he is the Tinoch Name. According to Rabbi, there is no Choshe of Dil Mosel Achlufe Bishtores Da'ome. So why does the Gemara say, Stalk Lai Tachamine Hoyle Vulei Goza, Rabbi Yudek Zeyo Shem Yadno Vulei Kukulei, Dil Mosel Achlufe Bikim Shtores Da'ome Midechot Name Li Goza, Komash Melon, that we are Gezeya. So he says, Rabbi Reb Meishe Bar Reb Yosef says, that it doesn't mean Dil Mosel Achlufe, it's Shitve Dil Ishene, because according to Rove, So we are cheshish for dil mosel achluve, and according to Rabbi, we are cheshish gzeiro shemiyazo dover lekukulei. So it's chitve de lishene, but actually the Gemara means komashmelon that according to the according to Rabbi, so and we do not mean Dilmos Lachlufe. Of course, this is a Deichak in the Pashtus Halosh, but this is the sheet of Rav Mishmar Yisim. However, all the other Rishonim, because of this Gemore, Komashmelon, that we are Geizeya, Dilmos Lachlufe became Shtores Da'ome, so they say that even according to Rabbi, we are Geizeya Dilmos Lachlufe. So, but the Rishonim say it in two ways. Now, the Balamoyer, let's say, and Teisves, the Balamoyer and Teisves, they say it because Rabbi only says that if the whole time of Bifonai Nechtam, Bifonai Nechtam had been because of Kim Shtores, so then there wouldn't be a requirement of Bifonai Nechtam. And we wouldn't have to be cheshish because of Dilmos Lachluf and Kim Shtores Da'ome, because there is a hacker anyway. So the Chachomim wouldn't have to be misake a testimony of Bifonai Nechtav to establish a hacker, because there would be a hacker anyway. What is the hacker? The hacker would be of the fact that here the requirement is to testify Bifonai Nechtam, not just Yodano, Yodati, but Bifonai Nechtam. This is what Rabbi says. So mainly the fact that the Chachomim require the Shliach to say Bifonai Nechtam also is a raya that Kiyum is not the only reason as to why the Chachomim won't misake, but also because of Ibkin Lishmo. But once the Chachomim won't misake a takone of Bifonai Nechtav on the basis of the Choshe, maybe it's not Lishmo, so Mimele, even Rabbi is made that we are Cheshish Dilmos Lachlof. In other words, Rabbi only says that if there hadn't been a Choshe, if it hadn't been obligatory to say Bifonai Nechtav on the basis of the possibility of Shaloi Lishmo, then we wouldn't have to be Cheshish. But since there is a requirement of saying before a nechtam on account of the choshe, of the possibility, maybe it was signed shaloi lishmo, so memele there is a choshe of dilmos lachlu v'bikim shtores daum also. How can that be explained? Teisves says it in the first period, and then Teisves says it in greater length in the second period after Simon was based, the Dibra Maschal Alm Kosova Shnaim Shivio getting Tzrich Leima. So, but how? What's the explanation? What's this for? Now, if there hadn't been a takone of Bifonai Nechtam on the basis of the possibility of Shaloi Lishmo, so then it would mean that we are not Cheshish, maybe it's written Shaloi Lishmo. If we are not Cheshish, maybe it's written Shaloi Lishmo, so then, and the Chachomim were misake Bifonai Nechtam, the form of Bifonai Nechtam, not Yodati, but Bifonai Nechtam, because of Kim Shtores, so then there wouldn't be any Choshe. There wouldn't be any basis, according to Rabbi, for Choshe of Dilmos Lachlufe Bikim Shtores Da'ome. Because how could people equate other Shtores would get? They know that the Chachomim required a special form of Kiyum by Get, namely Bifonai. I witnessed the signing. In other stories, there is no such form of Kiyum. I witnessed whether the Eidim who Amikayim Dechsimes Ha'edim Anishtar who say that they witnessed or they just recognize their familiar, it doesn't make any difference. And here, the Takones Chachomim was that they have to testify, the Shliach has to testify, I witnessed the signing. So that in itself would constitute a sufficient hacker to distinguish other Shtores, to distinguish Get from other Shtores. Mimele, there wouldn't be any Choshe, or any Choshe of Dilmos Lachlu V'kim Shtores Da'ome, because people would know that there is a distinction, there is a difference. How do they know? The fact that the Chachomim require the Shliach to testify before Nechtam, not just Yodaiti, That would be the Hekia. That would remind them that there is, that Get is unique. But now that the Chachomim required before I nechtam because of the possibility of Shaloi Nishmo, so then people wouldn't have a Hekia. Because you couldn't say the people have a Hekia that Get is unique, that the Kiyum of Get is unique. Because people say the Kiyum of Get is not unique. But then somebody would point out the fact that here the Chachomim require a special form of Kiyum. So then other people would say, do you know why the Chachomim require a special form, a special form of testimony before I nechtam? Not because the Kiyum per se, the Kiyum of Get per se is unique, but because of the possibility maybe it was signed Shaloi Lishmo. But as far as the authentication of the signatures is concerned, it's not unique. So Mimele, we have to be gazing here. This is the lomdes of the Balamoyer and of Thesis and of many Rishayim. However, the Ramban in Melchames and the Chidushim, he says something else. He says that actually, that according to Maskona of the Gemara, I mentioned that in the first period, that according to Maskona of the Gemara, according to Maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yisrael de Rove, so then Rabbi is also cheshish for the umorse lachluf and kim shtar daume. When did the Gemara say that Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rabbi is not cheshish for the umorse lachluf? Because there is a hacker anyway. That is before the Gemara knew that Rabbi is Yisrael Rove. So then the question arose, Rabbi my time is Yisrael Rove. So while the Gemara assumed that according to Rabbi, so the only time of before Nechtam is because of Shaloi Lishmo and not because of Kiyum. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, the Gemara was bothered. How does Rabbi know that the whole time of the Takonah before Nechtam is because of Shaloi Lishmo? How does he know that it's not based upon the fact of Enei Mitzuyim L'Kaimei? The time of Enei Mitzuyim L'Kaimei seems to be a very reasonable ground. So, you know, and Rabbi, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, was chilek on that time. So he must have a reason. Why was he chilek? So the Gemara was looking for a reason. So the Gemara said, no, the reason is why Rabbi says that the Takonah before Nechtam is based upon Shaloi Lishmo, not upon Enei Mitzuyim L'Kaimei. Because if it had been based upon Enei Mitzuyim L'Kaimei, so then Chachomim shouldn't be misakein before Nechtam, just before Nechtam. So the Gemara asked, so it's a kasha against Rabbi. How can it be based upon Enei Mitzuyim L'Kaimei? So what bearing does before Nechtam have on Kiyum Eides? So the Gemara says, because there is Dil Mosel Lechlufi. So then the Gemara said, so how does Rabbi have a raya from the fact that there is before Nechtav also required that the time is based upon Shaloi Lishmo? Maybe the time is based upon Enei Mitzuyim L'Kaimei. This is more reasonable than the time of Enei Mitzuyim L'Kaimei. So how does he know that the time is based on Kiyum Lishmo Davke and not on Enei Mitzuyim L'Kaimei? So the Gemara said, because Rabbi holds that there is no chosha of Lichluf anyway, because there is another Hekeh. The Hekeh consists in the special form of testimony. In other words, the fact that the Shliach is required to testify before Nechtam. So that was only as long as the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is less like the Rabbi. So then we had to explain, well, how did Rabbi know that the time of Rabbi is not sound? So Mimele the Gemara had to resort all that. But after the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Rabbi is Yisrael de Rove, so then there are no kashes against Rabbi. Rabbi my time alone like Rove. Rabbi is just more thorough than Rove. He is cheshish for all the possible choshes in the world. So he's cheshish for him Tzili Kaimei, and this Reishis for him Kili Shmo. So Memele we can say that just the Srobe is Reishis for the possibility of Dilmos Lachlufe. Rabbi is also Reishis. Alright, these are the Shittes Reishim. So Rashi says, Uman de Meikel Obinamik Mora Bishneim Shluchim. אפילו אוכל פוס, כי אם דחד הוא דיקח סימא ואילו מה זה דק סימא, או שלחלו ובקים שתורס דהל מבידי אחות, כי דאמרים על פרק כאן, שניים הם רפונים לנחת. And the Ramban says, whatever he says, is the פשט מרש. He says, and this is what Rashi means. And then the Ramban employs the expression, וכל הפירש מפירוש רשי בעניין זה כפירש מן החיים. In other words, he's so convinced that this is the right pshat in the Gemara. Shnayim emri ufoneinu nechtam. V'yechot shlishi emri ufoneinu nechtam. Name posel. Mishum haitayme. What do you mean, mishum haitayme? Again, according to the second lashon of Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. So even if I get this yitzim tachas v'lishneyem, and as the Ramban points out, which is dovah poshut, that I get his name doesn't mean only from two, even mitachas kol ashleisho shebohem. In other words, two testify on the ksime, and one testifies on the ksime, and all the three are shluchim. To get his yitzim mitachas yad shleisho shebohem. So still, the Tanakame, the Rabbonon say it's possible. Why? Because according to the second lotion, the Mishneh holds that Asuya Bitrei requires before Nechtam for Nechtam. In other words, that's in accordance with Rabbi, because according to Rabbi, so Asuya Bitrei, there is no requirement for Nechtam for Nechtam. And since there is a requirement, so Mimele, the Dechot, who testifies just on the Chsime, in as much as he doesn't testify on the Chsime, so there is no Hekka. If the same Dechot, the Shliach, who testifies on the Chsime, testifies also on the Chsime, then there is a Heker. So people will not equate other stories with this. Masha'in came, if two others testify on the Chsime, and this Idechot testifies only on the Chsime, so then there is no Heker. So that's why it's possible, according to the Rabbonon, because of Xira Dumas Lachluf Mishtores Dalme. But, and Rabbi Yehuda is not Gezer in this case of Dilmos Lachluf Mishtores Dalme, in as much as they are. So Rabbi Yehuda is not Gezer. The Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, the Chim Diba Tzerchim Al Asud En Ama Aksive, O Yehu Achir, Sul Yos Lachlufe, Uvigmor Amrinon, Ticholu Koyo Rabbi Yehuda Av Borishenu, Ha'echod Ima Bifonai Nechtav, V'echod Ima Bifonai Nechtav. So Ule says that, that cholu koyo rebiu de av rishenu. In the case of echadim b'fonei nechtam, echadim b'fonei nechtam, so it's also kosher. Now the Gemara says it in the second version that the Mishnah is reference to the case of haget yitzim tachas v'lishneyem. How about the first version? So all the rishenim except the Balamoyeya, they say that this memre of Ule, that cholu koyo rebiu de av rishenu, applies only to the second version, that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Haget Yitzim Tachasi Mishneyem. So then Rabbi Yehuda is chelek even Borishenu, because if the Get is Yitzim Tachasi Mishneyem, and so that means even the Reishi. So Echodim b'fon Nechtam, Echodim b'fon Nechtam. So the one who testifies on the Ksive is a Shliach, and the one who testifies on the Chsime is also a Shliach. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, we are not Gezer. So Mimele, it's kosher. Masha'in came according to the first Losh. The Mishnah has reference to the case of Ein Haget Yitzim Tachas V'lishneyem. So in the case of Haget Yitzim Tachas V'lishneyem, then we don't require it for an Echtam, altogether. So when does the Mishnah say that it's possible? If Echodim from a Nechtav, the Echodim from a Nechtav, and the Get is not Yitzim Tachas V'lishneyem. So who is the Shliach? Only the Eid who testifies on the Chsime. The Eid, the Idechot who testifies on the Chsime, so he's not even a Shliach. If he's not even a Shliach, so he's just in Idechot Da'ome. Idechot Da'ome is no Nemones. So Mimele, so the net result is that we have only testimony on the Chsime, and not on the Ksime. So Mimele, it's possible. This is what all the Rishonim say, except the Balamoya. And the Balamoya is the only one who says that Unes Memre applies not only, is not only true of the second Lashon, but it's also true of the first Lashon. When we reach the Gemara, so we'll explain the Balamoya Shin. Alright. Echod Eimer from the Nachtstein of Nachtam Koshin. Bigmore Meforish. Bigmore Meforish. Alright. The Gemara is the Kashi. Hosulomali. Hotom Lechod Zimne. I mean, it's a Yam Toshin of Nachtam of Nachtam. So the Gemara is the Teret. Ima Yavamine. Tzorich Vilo Yoma Kosher. Komash Vilo. Before Nine Nachtam Chetzi. Of Nachtam Kule. Posu. Hey Chetzi. Ilay Nachetzi. Rishin. Of that when the Mishnah says that if the Shliach testifies before I half of the text I witnessed, the half of the writing of the text I witnessed, and I witnessed both the signing of both signatories, so it's possible. So when he testifies as to half of the text, which half does it mean? Does it have reference to? So the Chetzi Rishon contains the gist of the get. I mean the important part of the get. The Shemui, Shemui, Sho, Hazman, Hariat Mitaras L'Cholodom, and then there are other material. Other materials are expressive of the Rishon, but are not the basic things. So in other words, the first step, so contains the basic provisions of the get. So why is it possible? After all, V'omar Rav Lezer afu l'kosev b'l'shita achas l'shmo shpita achas l'shmo shuv nitzorich shuv nitzorich elo marav ashe chetziach shita achas shita rishene shibo shem o'yish o'yish o'azman. Rashi doesn't mention hariyat interes l'chol odom, but it's unreasonable to assume that according to Rashi, if he just witnessed the Shemui, Shemui, Shem Azman, and not Aret Teres L'Cholodom, that should be enough. After all, without Aret Teres L'Cholodom, so it's no gift. Omer Afriz, they love the Fushi. Yeah. Omer Abashi, Chetziach. Now, before I left of Kuli, before I left of Chetzi, Posel, Omer Afriz, they love him, Shnai, Mid, Malchsem, Asi, Acheini, Posel, that when the Mishnah says, before I left of Kuli, Ufon ein echtam chetzi is possible. So this din is true. This din of the Mishnah is true, even in the case where the second signature. So there are two other parties, kosher eidim, who verify it, who are mekayim it. So still it is possible. Now it's a tremendous chiddush. In other words, Rav Chisda is telling us a big chiddush over and above what is mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that if the Shliach says, before I left of Kule, or before I left of Chetzi, let's say the two signatories are Reuven and Shimon, so, and the Shliach says, I witnessed the signing by Reuven. I didn't witness the signing by Shimon, the other signatory, the other eight. But then two other parties, kosher eidim, come and they are mikayim, that they say they recognize the signature of the alleged signatory of Shimon. They know his signature. So it is also possible. My time, oikule bikiyum aget, oikule bitakones chachom. Oikule bitakones chachom. In other words, because here the get couldn't be valid exclusively on the basis of the Haggadah of Tu'edim, because the other Tu'edim, they are only Mikayim Shimon's signature. They are not Mikayim Reuven's signature. Who is Mikayim Reuven's signature? The Shliach. And in Kol HaTerei Kuli, in other stories, and in Dechot, even if he's a Shliach, he cannot be Mikayim. But here there is a special Kule. So the special Kule implies that either the whole get is validated in accordance with the general dinim of Kim Shtores, or if it is not validated in accordance with the general dinim of Kim Shtores, and it's on the basis of the special kule of the Takones Chachonim, so then you cannot be mitzarev, tukiyum. Now, this is Rav Chisda's style. Then Tesis says, Kosova adli dai kashliach kokach kishein koloides miskaimis al yodin. So why does Tesis explain it on the basis of the fact that the shliach is not midayik? After all, the Gemara mentioned the reason, because oy kulei b'kiyum aget, either it's on the basis, either a shtar is validated and verified on the basis of the general principles of kiyum shtores, or on the basis of the special takone. But you cannot make a combination of the general principles and the special halacha, peculiar to get. So that's the time. But Tesis explains it on the basis of the fact that since one chsime is verified not by the shliach but by two eidim, so mainly the shliach is not so dyke. So it's a different time. So why did the Gemara say, oh, you could become again, you could have come in? But again, we have to apply what I mentioned many times, that with Muchach from the Tesis in connection with Mamishloshten. Mamishloshten is one of the three takones that is below time, and still Tesis and the Rosh of the Rishenim give it time. So why is it below time? There is a very good time in order to accommodate business people so that business transactions should be more convenient and shouldn't be so difficult, the carrying out the execution of business transactions. That's a very good time. The answer is, this is only a time as to the why, but it's not a time as to the how. So generally, Takonis Chachomim have to have two rationales. One rationale from the point of view of the why, and the other rationale from the point of view of the how. So mele, the Gemara says, that's the rationale from the point of view of the why. But how? How? I mean, it wouldn't even make sense. So even if even though there is a very good reason from the point of view of the why, in order that the Takonis Chachomim should be more uniform and shouldn't be so complicated, that's a very good reason from the point of view of the why. Oy kulei b'kiyum aget, oy kulei b'Takonis Chachomim. Either a certain aloche is explained exclusively on the basis of the general principles, or it's validated on the basis of the special Takonis of get, but not on the basis of a combination of both. This is a very good reason from the point of view of the why, because this is conducive to simplicity and to clarity, but it's not a good reason from the point of view of the how. So what is the time of the how? Because l'dayik ha-shliach kol kach. Kishlein, alright. Mask of the Rabbi. Mi ikem mi de dilu yom achat kosher, hashi di ketrei poso, el yom ha-Rabbi. Let's see the Rashi. Yom ha-Rashi. אמר אף חיזה לב לפרושי מסליס נוסה ולאיק מסליס מוחה אלא סבור עדידי מייסי ואימא ריבוסה דאפילו שני מן השוק מיידים שמכירים יד אין דחסר השני שלא העיד השליח או לא פיפוס כי מגיע את הנהידים המיידים על חיס מיידים. There's a general principle applicable to all כשתורס תקונס חכומים מיידים השליח שמינו חכומים כשניים. So מי כמידי די לא מחת כושר אם הוא יהיה השליח אני מכיר עם כושר ואפילו לא אומר בפני נחתה דרך אמרים לפרק אמי לכל מה ידיע אני מהם ומשמעי לי כמה יסי. So יצרה של ראשית עושה דעת גימול they are we had the machleik is between Rashi and Tesis. Now the Gemara says they are that according to Rove, so that the whole time of Ifanechta is only because of Kiyum, so Mele Yodati is also in all. So Rashi says that Yidati is also enough, even if the Shliach, who is only an Idechot, doesn't testify, I saw the signing of the Eides, but I just am familiar with the signatures of the purporting witnesses, signatories. So it's also good. Tesis and all the other Rishenim are chilek on Rashi. And they say, if the Shliach by himself, instead of testifying before Nechtam, he says, Yodati, somebody, Makir then it's not good. Even according to Rabbi, it's not good. But when does Gemara say that Yodati is good? When two Eidim say Yodanu, not if one the Shuyach, who is an Idechot, says Yodati. So Rashi Lishito say that according to Rabbi, even if the Shuyach by himself says Yodati, so it's enough. So the Mele, he explains Rove's Kashi against Rav Chisde. How can you, Rav Chisde, say that if the Shliach is Mikar, says before Nainechtam, and Ruvis Chisde? And, but he doesn't say before Nainechtam, and Shimon Chisde. But two other Eidim testify that they recognize Shimon Chisde. So it's still possible. It's still possible. How is it possible? Suppose the same Shliach would say, and Rubens Chsime before I Nechtam, and Shimon Chsime Yodati. Or even if he would say, Yodati on both Chsimes. So in either case, it would be good enough. And if the Shliach testifies before I Nechtam and Rubens Chsime, and then Shimon Chsime, there are two Eidim who say Yodati. If the Shliach by himself, who is in a Dechot, would say Yodati and Shimon Chsime, it would be good. But if instead of the Shliach who is in Idechot saying Yodati and Shimon Chsime, two Eidim that have the money is collateral kule, say Yodati, Yodanu, then it's not good. That's inconceivable. This is the Kasha of Rav. This is the Kasha of Rav. So Meir Rav says, Hello, my Rav. Afil hu v'acher miyidin al chsimas yad sheini is post. My time also lachlufe became shtures the army. We konofik nakerive di bomeine apume di chatzad. In other words, so according to Rove, if let's say the Shliach would say, I'm moving Sachsime before I left, and on Shimon Sachsime there would be two Eidim who are makir, then it would be kosher. But the Rove's chiddush is that if, let's say, Ruvi, the Shliach would testify before Nechtam and Ruvi Tzchsime, and then Shimon Tzchsime, he will say, I didn't see how Shimon signed his name, but I'm familiar very well with Shimon's signature, and I recognize its authenticity, that it is his signature. And then another person, another Eid, an Idechot, joins him, so then it is possible. Then it is possible. Why is it possible? So he says, because of Exeira Dil Moslachul Kim Storez Daome, we could not fit Nakiri Romaina, Pumid Hatzade. Now, what's the procedure in Storez generally? So we have two signatories, so if the two signatories come to Bezdin and each one verifies his own signature, so that's a good way of being Mikayim. Now, if two Eidim, the signatories themselves are Mikayim, is one of the ways how to be Mikayim Mishtar. So then, each one, let's say the signatories are Ruven and Shimon, and Ruven and Shimon come to Bezdin, each one verifies his own signature, so it becomes Mikoyim. So each one accomplishes 50% of the Agode, because each one accomplishes 50%. But suppose Ruven and Shimon are the signatories on Ishtar, and then Shimon died. He died. Then Ruven comes together with Levi. He's a third party to Bezdin, and Ruven says, "This is my signature." So that accomplishes 50% Ruven's testimony, and he together with Levi testify that they recognize the signature of Shimon who is dead. So then it's not good. Why? Because the Torah says, Al Pishnai made him Yokum Davor. So there has to be parity between the effect of the testimony of each witness. In other words, when two Eidim testify one thing, so each one accomplishes, there is parity, each one accomplishes 50%. But here, by virtue of the testimony of Ruvein, and his own signature, he accomplishes 50%. Then Reuven together with Levi testify on the genuineness of Shimon's signature. So in that testimony, so 25% is accomplished by Reuven and 25% by Levi. So that means that there is no parity. So he affects 75% of this testimony, Reuven and Levi 25%. So there is no parity between the trading, so it's not good. So Mimele, if we were to allow, actually we should, on the basis of its merit, we should allow it. If the Shliach would testify before Nainechtam Reuven's signature, before Nainechtam says, and then in regard to Shimon's signature, he with another person would, the Shliach with another person, Ashuk, would testify, Yodanu, so it should be good. But if we were to allow this here, so then people would say, here too, Reuven is accomplishing 75% of the Agode. And the third person, Nashuk, and I mean the other person, the other party, Nashuk, so he is accomplishing 25%. But here it's no chisol, because here we don't require all the dinim of Eides. But if we would allow it here, then people would allow it in the case where one of the Eidim died, and then the surviving Eid, together with another person, Nashuk, would testify on the signature of the dead witness. And there it would be possible. So maybe here we also pass. Oh, Maskel Ravashi. Mi kemi deedi v'mosikil l'kule dibure kosher hashlik echad ba'adei posol elo maravashe afleim eran yuhay cheni posol my time oikule b'kima get oikule b'takon eschachomim. Now the Rashi, who be achash liyavach nashukim evim lo imi doleo ala shlich l'vadei afleim ayadi ani hoyo kosher אבל עכשיו שהוא יהיה אחרים מפוסל עושה לאחלו לי כמשטר דאום כי שניים מחסום להשטר ומייסח עוד מהם הוא פה עוזב ואומר זה כסב יודי וזה כסב יודי של חברי ונסתר יבחת נשוק אם לא יהיה לצב יעת המס אמרינו פרי בייז יקסוב איז דין הקים עד שיהיה בייז מהשוק מין הלכיס ממס דין כן נופיק לא תביא ולממין אפו מלכת דיקאים לא נאמר עוד עולים אז זה כסב יודי הריחות זה ידס ואם בוא להסתר לא ידע הלכיס החברי אם אחרי הריגים וריביס הועידוס על פי ורחמון אמר פי שניים מידים מה שפלגע פה מלהי ופלגע פה מלהי וגם בדייטנאמי היא אומר פונחת וחצי מהם ומקטרי דשלו יחו ובחצי השני הוא מצטרף עם האחר איתה מבטיר השוק יהיה משדורס ואורך יגע בגט וחשינו לו so הנצמרי תראות בי נו חיסור דו בלעב אחר הם משחה שרפומי די מרבון ומקטרי אלו משום גזיר השור שטורס הוא נקרי ולומיני כולם אומר יצא על פי וחוסר רבי But I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying. דינירה דוליקם בו אלוהית על חסים הסשני כדי שתזכאי אין לסך זה מוסד so the reason is why רבה שסייס that if the shliach testifies on Reuven's signature and then the shliach says I am Shimon so that means as far as Shimon's signature is concerned, so it is niskayim in accordance with the general principle of Kim Shtores. In other words, the two Eidim, each one of whom verifies his own signature, so it's niskayim that way. So Shimon is the Shliach, and Shimon is the other witness. So that's the kiyum of Shimon's signature is in accordance with the general principle of Kim Shtores. But then Reuven's signature is mikayim on the basis of Takone. So it's not good because Oikulei became a get and Kulei Rachomim. So he says, Yerushalmi says that the reason as to why it's possible because it smells that the reason as to why he testifies and the genuineness of Reuven's signature is because he wants his own signature to be established. Even though on that he doesn't need anything else, because that's the general way of establishing one's own signature. But it might look that way, that the reason as to why he testifies on Reuven's signature is because he wants to establish his own signature. So it's Merzik Negea, but it doesn't mean that it's Negea. First of all, the union of Negea, that is Posleides, Negea is Posleides, but the union of Negea that is Posleides is only a monetary Negea, but not other Negeas. I mean, a Negea of Kovet does not make one a Negea. Only a Negea, a monetary Negea. A monetary, if he has a monetary interest in testifying the testimony that he testifies. So, and then it's not even a real Negea, even from the point of view of Kovet, it's not a real Negea, but it's Merzek Negea. Apart from the fact that it is only a Negia in Momen is considered Negia, this is not even like a real covered Negia. So what is the Pshat say again is in line with the same reasoning. In other words, the Takonis Chachomim have to have a rationale from the point of view of the why and from the point of view of the how. So the rationale from the point of view of the why is Oikulei Bikim Aget, Oikulei Bitakonis Chachomim. But that's a very good reason from the point of view of the why. But it's not a very good reason from the point of view of the how. It has to make sense. The how also has to make sense. So the reason from the point of view of the how is because it smells like a Negea. But it's not real Negea. So Rashi explains the Gemara of Ishtosei, and Tesis explains the Gemara of Ishtosei. We left off in the Gemara after this one on the base now. Before I left off, since the Mishnah mentions later, further, the Mishnah mentions the case of before I left off, Kulei Vechodim before I left off, Vechodim before I left off. So it's still possible, and that is more likely to be kosher than before I left off, Kulei before I left off, Chetzi. So since further, the Mishnah mentions that even that which is more likely to be kosher is possible. Alas, come and come with that. So the Gemara now is explaining the Habamin of the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah, two things that the Gemara, the Habamin of the Gemara is assuming. One is that we do not say Loizuav. We do not say in this Mishnah Loizuav. So if the Mishnah tells us something that is more likely to be kosher, that is possible. That which is less likely to be kosher is certainly possible. So it's a purpose. In other words, the Mishnah is not to be explained on the basis of Loizu Abzu. If it's not to be explained on the basis of Loizu Abzu, so then the Mishnah couldn't tell us something that is obvious, that is less of a chidesh than the other things that the Mishnah mentioned explicitly. So then, in order to explain the Mishnah properly, we have to say that this clause in this bava of the Mishnah of Bifonai Dachtam Kulei, Bifonai Dachtam Chetzie, is not to be understood literally. But it has, there is an additional fact. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us, because of the additional fact. So we have to explain it either like Chove or like Chavashi, because these two are not such tremendous chidushim. Mashenki Rafchizdes, Rafchizdes Chidesh is such a tremendous Chidesh that we say, we should say to Fasto the Lord is Fasto. And as between Chobes Chidesh and Rabashes Chidesh, so one is not any more of a Chidesh than the other. This is what he might say. Alright. Ella Allah Allah Abba Koroch Mishdi Yisir Nochet Ribushas Lashmi. My Lashmi Nom Beachudim Befone Nechta Beachudim Befone Nechta. Beichet Dome. Ki Mechetzi Asheini Yishenes Ki Dirobe Yikravashi. ולהפוקים לרב חיזי וכי למס ניסים משום ריבוסו עושה ולפי רשמי ריבוסו עושה להשמינון על כל כוחי התורה שהוא יוריד ויסה מרובי כי אין רב חיזי because that's such a that's by far a much bigger חידש than the חידש of רוב and the חידש of חבש because here we have two aiming who testify on Shimon's signature so and Rubein says before I left out And the Shliach says before the Achtav, on Rubin's signature. So that's a terrific chiddush, that even though we have another signature, we have two edim which is effective in Kolatei Kule, still we say, Oy Kule became Aget, the Kule Lekodes Chachon. That's a big chiddush. So if it is explicitly spelled out, fine. But if it is not explicitly spelled out, and we have to deduce that chiddush, a chiddush by implication, then we say, to fast or to fast. This is what the Makshim meant. The chiddush must nishir ribusos, or ribusos, or ribusos, or ribusos, or kochat rashir lizu samgubi, kin raf chizde, or ribusos utchase, kin rov rabashi, to al shmai yismi ribusos, elu shud mishni yisayri, vichimash mafu ribusos utchase, uav mishni yisayri. Such a big chiddush, he wouldn't leave it to be deduced by implication, but he would spell it out. So let us say that lafuka of Chova also, because Ravash's chiddush is less of a chiddush. So the answer is no. Ravash's chiddush is not less of a chiddush. V'imteima lafuka nami midrove v'lo yashem lo Ravash. The Yizutre, so the Teretz is no. Chavashes is not less of a Chiddush. The Rove Namel Adiv Menei. To be Shosh Torres Namel Pozlo Kinofik. No Kirinu Emin Apu Minichad. He'll get to get Namel Shaykh with Mishlum Shim Shosh Torres. Lo Yirichle. Rodo Yazlim Mishlir Pshlech Mechudei Kom Mefan Nech Mefan Nech Tam. Arov Et Rachmon Nekeire. Da Atzrich Ola Azad Aksive. Mishlum Lishel Achlif Lech Lamun Em Ferikam. Oh. Omer Lachav Chizli. Utamecho Bifon Nech Tam Avroi Bifon Nech Tam Romali. So you cannot escape this premise that the Mishnah is to be explained on the basis of Loizu Abzu, because then you have another kasha. Why is this Bava mentioned before Anechta Bavulu, before Anechta? Elo Loizu Abzu Kotone. So everything is based upon Loizu Abzu. Hochaname Loizu Abzu Kotone. So now the Gemara is saying that, you see, the Makshin assumed that when the various Amaroi mentioned the Chidushik, they deduced it from Loshna Mishneh. So maybe the Kashi was, if it has to be deduced from Loshna Mishneh because of the Ribuse, because of the superfluity, so then you cannot deduce on the basis that a certain Bobe is superfluous, only the least Chidesh, not the biggest Chidesh, a minimum Chidesh. So fast, the fast. Now Limor is saying no. Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi, they say these dinim not because they deduce these dinim from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah they couldn't deduce. How do we know that the Mishnah is reference to such a case? The answer is the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, before the Nachtav Kulei, before the Nachtav Chetzei, so the Mishnah is reference to a simple case where he testifies on the whole text and on half of the Anwan Chzim, and that's all. So you ask, but then the next Bobbe says that even when they testify on the whole text and on all the Chzimis, but if it's two separate individuals who testify, so it's possible. This is possible. But this is the derech of the Tane. But Rav Chisda says what he says, and Rove says what he says, and Rav Ashi says what he says. We said that's why, not because he deduces it from the apparent superfluity in the Mishnah. So in other words, Rav Chisda and Rove and Rav Ashi, they say the chidushim is a rasvore, not on the basis of a deduction from his an apparent superfluity in the mission. Now, according to Rashi, so there is a certain strangeness in the Gemara, an apparent strangeness in the Gemara. I mean, that the Gemara, the Hava Min of the Gemara, try to prove against Rav Chisda. Why? Because since there is a chidesh, so to fast them, we're going to fast. I mean, there is a certain. I mean, it's not difficult, but it doesn't sound so smooth. However, the Blamoria and all the Rishini mention another girse, and according to the other girse, the Gemara is very smooth, very smooth. So they are girse now. So, in other words, the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is not to be explained on the basis of Lo Yizu'avzu. If the Mishnah is not to be explained on the basis of Lo Yizu'avzu, so then there is a superfluity in the Mishnah. So in order to dispose of the apparent superfluity, we have to say that this bubble of the Mishnah, before Nachtav Kulei, before Nachtav Chetzei, is not to be understood literally the way it superficially appears to say. That the Mishnah has reference to another case, not just before the Nachtav Kulei, before the Nachtav Chetzei, before the Nachtav Kulei, before the Nachtav Chetzei, and the other Chetzei that training, or the other Chetzei, so the Shliach joins with someone in Ashuk, or the other Chetzei says, Aniu wait, that's the pshat. Otherwise, there is an apparent superfluity. So Bishleim, according to Rav Chisda, all right, the Makshin is in it. So he can deduce it that way. Bishleim, according to Rove, he can say that this book of the Mishnah has reference, according to Rove, to the case where the Shliach says, before Nayin Lechtach Kulei, and Ruvin's signature before Nayin Lechtam, and Shimon's signature, so he, together with another party, Nashuk, testify that they are familiar with that signature. This is what this Bob in the Mishnah is referenced. But according to Rav Ashi, how can we say that this Bob that Ufonaynachtam Kule, Ufonaynachtam Chetzie, has reference to the case where he says, and the other Chetzie, so I made. So then, if the other Chetzie is, he himself is eight, when a person signs his name, he certainly witnesses the signing. I mean, that's impossible, that a person should sign his own name and not witness his own sign. Not witness his own, unless he does it while he's unconscious, while he's in a coma. I mean, that couldn't happen. So, Mimele, how is it contained in the lotion of the Bover, the Mish, before Nainachtav Kule, before Nainachtav Chetzi, and the other Chetzi, I signed it. I signed it myself. So it's not before Nainachtav Chetzi. Is before Nainachtav Kule. So, in other words, so it doesn't fit the formulation of the Mishnah. Now that's much smoother, I mean, according to the Balam Moyas Girsi. And Ramban also mentioned that Girsi. Alright, so the Gemara says, no, it's not that Rav Ashi deduces it from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Of course, he couldn't deduce it from the Lashon of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah, no Ameira says that all that each Chiddush of his is deduced from the Lashon of the Mishnah. From the Lashon of the Mishnah, we cannot deduce it. It's not small, each one says what he says. And the reason as to why the Mishnah says that, even though it's unnecessary, because it's lo yizu arzu. Alright. Omar, no, since Rav Chisda was mentioned here, so the Gemara is mentioning Agavuche, other members of Rav Chisda. Alright. Omar Rav Chisda, Gidut Chamisho, Mchutz Chamisho, Ei Mitzdafi, so there is a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Mereima. Rashi says that gidud means emek depth, and mechitze means mechitze. So now we according to Rav Chisda, Geivan and Eimek are not Mitzurev. Suppose, now a bear that is 10 Tvachim deep is in a Rosh Hayochit. A mountain that is 10 Tvachim high is in a Rosh Hayochit. So, suppose you have a bear that is 5 Tvachim deep, and then you make a mound out of earth. You make a mound on the sides of the bear. And the size of the bear, also 5 tvachim. So according to Rav Chisda, not mitzurev. That will not make the ground of the bear into a Rosh Hayochid. And according to Mereima, it will make it into a Rosh Hayochid. Let's see the Rashi. Gilit chamisho in chashavim, b'mechitik, v'yasor yom ha-kasor Rosh Hayochid, v'mechitom chamisho, v'mechit chamisho, ein misavni v'sir Rosh Hayochid. Why did what Shaykhes does it have here? Why did I really boy call it became a get? That Rav Chisda says, no, get name ho. We look name ho. Alright. Now, let's see the thesis. Kilt chamisho, mechitz chamisho. Piri mekunt rezi mo yachitzo, mechitz chamisho, mechitzo, mechitz chamisho. Ey, mitzdav, mechitzo, 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 Bei Michael Yossi mit Staff und so auf ein bisschen der Gilse bei mir das mich im Freshes how can Rav Chisda begehen kann mich bei ihm aber für die Kogage ist bei hätte ich habe ich dich hat hier so mal so wie ich gibt habe ich mich zu haben ich so die mir Rav Chisda mit achten und eben wo ich sehe mit Staff in what in connection ist dich hat hier so mal so wie ich gibt habe ich mich zu haben ich so die mir Rav Chisda mit achten hey wir reden ne ja so die mal wir schneiden will ja gut in other words sometimes you have a chotzer and that chotzer is considered as a rishus by itself set off from other rishus so the mele it makes an erev by itself it is in other words it's me'al v'shnayim suppose there are people who live let's say in the valley and then there are some buildings on the mountain is 10 tvachim in the height and more than it so And there is a building, let's say, on the mountain with many tenants. And then there is a building in the valley at the bottom, also with many tenants. So if the building on the, if the mountain upon which there is a building is 10 tefachim high or more, so then that chotza, that is on top of the mountain, is considered set off, shut off from the chotza that is at the bottom. So the melee, in order to be able to carry, let's say in the chotzer, on the upper level, on the mountain, on the upper level, so they don't have to collect chale, piece of pass, from the tenants of the lower level building. They don't have the lower level chotzer, because it's a separate rishus. So that means it's mi'arvin shnayim. It's Ma'avin Shnai, V'lo Yechot. Now, so the Gemara says, not only if, let's say, the Chotzer is on top of the mountain that is 10 Tvachim high, but suppose, let's say, there is a Chotzer that is 5 Tvachim elevated from the level of the Karke, of the lower level Chotzer. And then, on top of that, you put up a Mechitze. Suppose here there is this is 5 tvachim. The distance between this and this is 5 tvachim. And then I put up a mechitza here. So then is even Rav Chisda who says gidus chamisha mechitza ob chamisha misarfin. So is made that bitachteino hoil virei pnei asor. In other words, that the Anshia Chotzer here, so they can carry that Chotzer by collecting pass from all the tenants in this Chotzer without involving the tenants and this Chotzer. Why? Because anyone, the illustration was not made proper. You see, I should have put a mechitza here. I'm sorry. It's like this, and then this is 5 tvachim between here, between this level and this level is 5 tvachim, and then he put up a mechitza of 5 tvachim. Not this way. I mean, that was a mistake. I mean, see, it's that way. So Rav Chisda is made, even though he says gidus chamisha mechitza chamisha is in a mitzdarfin, Rav Chisda is made to the tenants on the lower level. On the lower level here, Chotzer can carry by collecting pass from the tenants of this Chotzer, without collecting pass from the tenants of this Chotzer. Why? Because anyone who stands here on this ground, on the ground of the lower level, Chotzer, what does he see? What kind of a height does he see? 5 tvachim height. He sees 10 tvachim height. So, Bishleim Eligabi, the one who stands here, what kind of a height does he see? He doesn't see it 10 tvachim height. He doesn't see it 10 tvachim height, because as far as this is concerned, it's 5 tvachim. As far as this is concerned, it's 5 tvachim. So in Mele, he only sees a 5 tvachim height. He doesn't see a 10 tvachim height. In other words, we see that in regard to mechitzes, so the visual element is important, you see. So, in other words, here, those who live under lower level chotzer, so they see a height of 10 tvachim. So they are considered shut off. 10 tvachim is a hefsek. They are considered, the lower chotzer tenants, lower level chotzer tenants, are considered shut off, chotzer, from the upper level tenants, because they see a height of 10 tvachim. But the upper level tenants are not considered shut off from the lower level tenants, because what they see, height here 5 and here 5. So the Gemara says, he made Rav Chisda bitachteino hoyo b'rei epliasod ma'ashnayim le'achod. Now, so, apparently Rav Chisda has reference to such a case, not to a case of Emek and Geva, but to a case where you have a mechitze and height of a mountain, you see. V'yesh leima, so Tesis says, no, that gidl chamisha mechitze chamisha doesn't mean Emek and Geva, but Gidut Chamisho, Mechitz Chamisho means Gidut Chamisho, Umechitzo Hamisho means that the base chater is zul malim zuai roche ugaber yino yineire ki muhatri kokagis. So this says kizut chamisho chit chamisho means if you have two chateres and yen and apple of chater and chitzofai. Sraphrizde says, we do not consider the upper level tenants, the upper level tenants, to be shod off, to be chotut from the lower level tenants. Why? Because what kind of rehai do they say? Separating them from the lower level tenants, only a five trochim, a five trochim height, a five trochim height. So, five trochim height. This is what it says. In Amel in Tilbish is Rabbi. Gevea Hamisho, Vikip al Gabo, Mechitza Hamisho. Vrechoshim Rishus Ayochit. Vrechoshim Rishus Ayochit, Liyan Shabbos. Vrechoshim Rishus Ayochit, Liyan Shabbos. In other words, Sotesa says here in the second version that even vis a vis the Reise, we can distinguish between the lower level Mokei and the upper level Mokei. Yeah, in the upper level. So in other words, if you have five tvochim mechitze, five tvochim mechitze, so he says, so this is a table b'shus rabbi. Let's say this table is a table b'shus rabbi. And it's five tvochim from the b'shus rabbi up to the top of the tail is five tvochim. And then you put a mechitze of five tvochim. You put a mechitze of five tvochim. So Vika Gam Chitze Chamisho Vechoshev Rishus Ayochid Linyan Shabbos. In other words, that suppose someone will throw from the top here, from the tail, down. So he wouldn't say that he's chayev because of the Meitzi Rishus Ayochid Rishus Rab. Now, so Tesis, it seems that there is a Gemara Mefureshes that Gidl Chamisho Mechutz Chamisho Gid Hamisho Mechitza Hamisho does not have reference to a bear and the kesel on top of the bear, but it's something else. But the answer is, according to Rashi, both are included in Gid Hamisho Mechitza Hamisho. Being the case of where you have a bear that is five tochim deep, and on the svasa bear you erect a mount, a parapet of five tochim, and being the case. But in the case where you have a tail of five tvochim, and then you elect five tvochim in mechitz. Why? Because actually, I mean, Rashi's pshat of Gid Chamisho Mechitz Chamisho, that it has reference to a Beir Chamisho, and you erect the parapet of Chamisho on the Svasa Beir, has to be explained. Why is it a shaila? Here the machlek between Rav Chisda and Meraim Ari is whether Gidu the mechitz amitzo. So, why do we have to resort to tilth? If you have a bear, let's say here is a bear chamisha, and then here is the ground of the bear, here is the svasa bear, and then you put on the svasa bear also chamisha. So we have to resort, if we consider it from the point of view of the level of Karko Eilom, then we have to resort to Tzil. Because from here to here, it's Eva. From here to here, it's Eva. But who says that we should consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karko Eilom? Let's consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karko Beir. From the level, if somebody stands in the Beir, what kind of a height does he see? 5 Tvochim or 10 Tvochim? 10 Tvochim. So maybe we don't even have to resort to the shaila of whether there is still between Yidut and Mechitza. So why is there a machlekes according to Rashi? The answer is, this is according to Rashi, this is Rav Chisda Shite, that this is what Rav Chisda says, that we have to consider it not from the point of view of the level of the Karka Beya, but from the point of view of the level of the Karka Beya. From the level of the calculator, we have to understand. We have to consider it. from the level of the Karka Eilo, so there it is 5 Eilek and 5 Gema. But from the point of view of the level of the Karka Beir, it's not 5 Eilek, 5 Gema. It's all Gema, no Eilek. So in other words, so we consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Eilo. So Memele, the same Shaila, so the same din Rav Chisda applies to the case where you have a mound of 5 Tvachim and then a Mechitza, a wall of 5 Tvachim. So in other words, so there too we have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka of the mountain. Of the mountain. So from the point of view of the level of the mountain, so it's 5 below, that's that, that's Eimek, and 5 above, that's Gema. So it's the same Shaila. So Memele, there is no kasha from that Gemara, because according to Rav Chisda, so Gilat Chamishim Chitz Chamisha not Mistalfim, being in the case of Beir, and being in the case of a Mechitze on a mountain of 5. When Mechitze on a mountain of 5, yes? All right, that we see. Because I'll tell you why. Because the natural position of the earth is that you have different levels. So you have, you don't have, the earth is not even leveled. And the whole is not even leveled. So it's higher, so you have mountains and not mountains. A valley is also like the Karka Eilom, it's not like a bear. But you don't find natural bearings on earth. So since Rav Chisda says that we have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Eilom, why? Because what is the natural level? The natural level is the Karka Eilom. So here, if you have a mountain, so that's the natural level, the mountain. Because if the whole world, if the earth in its entirety and the whole had been even leveled, then just a few exceptions, then you could say we should consider it from the point of view of the Karka Eilom. What do you mean Karka Eilom? The mountain is also Karka Eilom. Beir is not Karka Eilom. Karka Beir is not Karka Eilom. But a mountain is Karka Eilom. Let's say Mexico City is the highest point on earth. So that's not part of the Karka Eilom, Mexico City. Mashenkin, so for the same reason that Rav Chisda says in connection with Beir, that you have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Eilom. Why? Because that is the natural level. The Karka Beir, that's not the natural level. That's artificial, it was made by man, you dog a Beir. It's not precious, it's in the precious that you have many Beirais. So in Mele, but if you have a mountain, even if it's a small mountain, but that's the natural pattern of the whole earth, that higher, lower, some melee, you have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Eilom, of this Karka Eilom in question, not from the point of view of the Karka Eilom, of the level of Karka Eilom somewhere else. Alright. Vintema, v'yechoshem rishus hayochid, mitam diiboye, מנח עליו משתמש כי דו אמר בפרק חלי גם אמי לי כולי ביסיידס so תיסווס אס תיקשה תיסווס אס תיקשה now why does Rav Chisda say that if you have a mountain of fire and then you put a mechitza of fire so it's not Rishta Yochid this does not become Rishta Yochid this does not become Rishta Yochid because we are not Mitzari This, with this, we're not mitzarei, but the Gemara says, in other words, in order to be chayev, as is Eirik, Meshus Rav Nishayochit, so it must have a surface of Dalet al Dalet. So if you have, let's say, an Amut in the Rishus Rabbi, that is 10 Tvachim high, and it's Dalet al Dalet, and then I throw an object, from the Rishus Rabbi, not in that, Saifchaim. But suppose you set up small Yesedis. Here you are saved. And it has Dalet Ames, before you set up these, the pegs. Before you set up the pegs, So it had exactly dollar dollar. But the moment you set up a few pegs, even one peg, so you reduce the surface, the flat surface of dollar dollar to less than dollar dollar, because that peg is set up. So the Gemara says, that he's still high. Why? Because even though he set up a peg, but it's still holy shtamish bay and the whole dal dal dal. Let's say he set up one peg here, one peg here, one peg here. Then he'll put the board on top of all the pegs, and the board will have a mokim tashmish dal dal dal. So maybe it's high. So maybe he has the kashe. He says the kashe. Why does Rav Chisda say that if you have a mountain of five tvorim and then you put up in the chitzo a kinsel of five tvorim? So, if somebody throws from here to here, he's not chayev. Why? Because you don't have a geva of yud, but he could put a board on top of that. So then, that board, the surface of that board will certainly have, will be Govea Yud. Will be Govea Yud. So maybe it should become a Vishayochit. Vintema Vihoshim Vishayochit Mitam, the boy. So what do you mean? So then the board will be the surface of the board will be then Erish Vishayochit. But why should the mountain be Erish Vishayochit? Rav Chisda is not saying that the board will not be Erish Hayochid, but because of the fact, Teisa says, because of the fact that he can put a board on top of that Kaisel, so then the top of the board will certainly be Erish Hayochid. So Mimele, the whole hole here of the Chotzer should be a redeem of who Erish Hayochid. And Chulish is a Yochid, because once this is a Rishayochid, so this is an opening into the Rishayochid. So maybe that should become Chulish is a Yochid. This is what Teisha says. V'yeshleima v'mayre v'rochav harbe v'lishayach monach alaymide ala v'lovatza. So Teisha gives the teretz. When is a chayach to say monach mide, if it's a small thing, so you can put a board? But suppose you have a mountain. It's large, it can be 1 mile, and even if it's not 1 mile, and let's say but the level of that mountain, the karaka of the mountain, is five tvochim above the level of the other karaka that is beneath that. And then you'll put up walls on all four sides that are five tvochim high. So then it wouldn't be practicable to put up such a big board from one kinsel over the other. So the Mele, then we do not say. In other words, what's the Pshat? The Pshat in the Gemara is in Erev, that since it's Purim Monach HaLevidim Ishtamish, so the Mele, the Mokim is a Mokim or only Tashmish of Dalet Al Dalet. It's a Mokim Tashmish of Dalet Al Dalet. So when does it become a Mokim Tashmish of Dalet Al Dalet? Only if it's possible, if it's practicable to put a board on it. Mashainke, let's say, so if you have an amud, and then you put up pegs, and then you put on top of, so then it is practicable to put a board on top of the pegs in order to be able to use that surface. But if you have a big area, so then it's not practicable to put big boards or slides from one wall to the other, extending. So Mimele, it's not considered a Mokim Tashmish of Dalet Al Dalet. Now, there is a very long Reb Chaim in the Cheshavis and the Rambam Shite. And Reb Chaim says that the Teisa Shite is that the Halacha of Dalet Al Dalet, in order to be Erish Hayochid, it must have Dalet Al Dalet, is not a Halacha that it must have Karka Dalet Al Dalet. Because if let's according to Teisves, it's not a halacha that it must have karka dalet al dalet. Because if there had been a prerequisite of having karka dalet al dalet, so how How would the Gemara say that just because it's milikuli that if it's milikuli, we say this? So in other words, if you put pegs on top of the omud and then it's boy monachali midum nishdamish, so it becomes a vishayochi. But if there is a prerequisite that it must have karket al dalet, and the omud had karket al dalet itzitzum, when you set up one peg, it reduces the dalet dalet to less than dalet dalet. The answer is, according to Teisves, there is no requirement of karket al dalet. It's aloche that it's not considered a vishayochi unless there is a substantial mocking that is holy tashmish. What is a substantial mocking of tashmish? Dalet dalet. So as long as you can have ishtamshes over an area of dalet al dalet, tvorim, so it's considered as a rishna yochid, even though it doesn't have karka dalet al dalet. Hamashenk in the Rambam sheet, the Reb Chaim says, and he says it's tolu in the machlekes Rashi and Rach in the sugye. In the sugya at the end of Azerek, Gabe Svino there. Alright, so but according to the Rambam, Reb Chaim says that there are two prerequisites in order to become a Rishna Yochid. First of all, there is a halokhe of Karka Dalda Dalet, and then it cannot become a Rishna Yochid unless it's in Mokim Tashim Shadalda Dalet. So, insofar as Karka Dalda Dalet is concerned, So we apply the halacha of imi b'chubel apos. So if, let's say this, has dalet al dalet, even if you set up a few pegs, but still the imate is b'chubel apos. So the mele, it's considered, rubikikule, it's considered that it has karka dalet al dalet. But there is another requirement. In addition to having karka dalet al dalet, it must have also mokim tashmish, mokim tashmish choshuv, a mokim tashmish that is old, a tashmish hishtamshes that is capable over an area of dalet al dalet. So then we say iboy monach aloimid mishtamish. Mashein kei, in this case where you have a big tail, let's say it's 1 mile the length and 1 mile the width. So even if we assume that it is that on the basis of the fact that it's beyond to put up slides, long slides from one end of the gesel to the other end, from here to here, so then it will be a mokim tashmish of dalet al dalet, the top of it. But it will, you will not have karka dalet al dalet. But over there, so we apply the halacha of emid mukbel apot. But here it's kulei cholo, except the width of the wall, that's very little. So it's pots merube ala emet. So melee, the prerequisite of karka dalet al dalet is like that's in the Rambam shita. But Teisa shita is not like that. Teisa shita, as can be seen here, is that there is no requirement of karka dalet al dalet. There is only a requirement of ishtamshes and imokim of dalet al dalet. The possibility of ishtamshes and imokim of dalet al dalet. All right. Now the next one. Boy Yilfe, you die in Tiris Lachatzoyin. Or you in Tiris Lachatzoyin. Tiris Lachatzoyin. Because the Gemara mentioned here, Oikule became a get. Oikule, Zakon is Chachomi. And that there is no Tziruv. So the Gemara discusses, has Nabai now, also in connection with Tziruv. Boy Yilfe. The dying tears like a toy, and tears like a toy. Hey, the domain is a massive train of wheat. What name of wheat is literally a dying like a foolish night? What do you mean that you dying tears like a toy? So, you lay me, the commercial train of wheat. In other words, that one person will pour water, two people. Will put their hands like that, will stretch out their hands like that, one person like that, and another person will stretch out his hands, and then a third person will pour from a kele water upon their hands. Whether it's all right. Whether you can be needle the dime of many people at once. So the Gemara says, even Pasha betray Mervis, what Lam Mervis, lately a dime, the Achlaf Mishnai? Mishnai. Mervis. Of course, there has to be At the very outset, the Mayim of the Tilas Yadayim has to have a Levius. But it doesn't mean that the time you pour upon a specific hand, there must be a Levius. As long as originally, when you started to use the Mayim for the Tilas Yadayim, it had a Levius, even though at the end it has much less than a Levius, as long as it's Shioritare. Why is it called Shioritare? Because a Levius is, can be Mitaya Machtim Mitzinerius. A Levius Mayim can be Mitaya Machtim Mitzinerius. So it has a Chalishim Mikveh regarding Machtim Mitzinerius. So Melele, the remnants of a Levius is called remnants of Tare, because a Levius has the capacity of being Mitaya, Machtim Mitzinerius. So there's a Loch. Levius take Liadayim Le'aravul Ishnayim. Kimdi Mikora Mishure, because Mishure Tare Choy Chol Boso. So he was needed each hand first separately. Now, there is a machleket hashem. How far you have to wash your hands? There are three shittes. There is one shite that you have to just wash up to here. There is another shite that you have to wash up to here. And the whole shite is that you have to wash up to here. So whatever the shiur is, so suppose, let's say according to the oath, that you have to wash up to here. So suppose first he poured water up to here. And then he poured water from here to here. So there or probably. So in other words, and suppose you pour water up to here and then it dries up the water. Then after it dries up, the water that you poured on the half of the hand, you pour water on the other hand. So then it's no good. Because there has to be a nitile on the whole yard at once. I mean, not for different nitiles. So welcome to Paul Bogdan, one more of the Rabbi Yadim, you're dying in the Eretz Lachatzoy. Paul Abba Perek, I'm listening to you. We know the Chotze Ashi or Tchil. We know the Chotze Abba Perek, Chotze Abba. According to Rashi, to Abba Perek, means up to here. So suppose he poured water up to here first, and then he poured water from here to here. So, so then it's no good. In other words, so the Gemara is saying, you is not raising the question in regard to the case where he poured water up to here, and then he dried up completely. No moisture left. Then after no moisture was left, so he poured water down the other hand. Then it's certainly no. But if you face reference to the case where he poured water up to here and it partially dried up, but some moisture remained on this hand. Then while there was still moisture left of the first material, so he poured water on the second hand, but then so there's the shile. So which is my favorite fish must be my have, but not a mitzvah, but a tafka is much in the people in the timber will attack. Now, I need to say that I'm going to say that.